news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, coming up later on this morning, it can officially be summertime hot, as at least the calendar will say it's summer. Felt like it for quite a while. Heat indices over 100 yesterday. Heading for that again today. More with Dr. Bill's forecast coming up. Already 80 at our studios when we check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, new accident at Dolphin and Catherine just happened a few minutes ago. Halls Mill and Dolphin Island Parkway also have got another accident through moving out of the roadway. That's an overturned vehicle with a power pole down. Hillcrest and Wall Street, another power pole down, but Alabama Power's on the scene working that incident. Bay City collision at 740 Lakeside Drive. Can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. If you've been in an accident, trust the professionals. 40 years experience at Bay City Collision. Call 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service. Proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And yesterday, the president had this to say.
I may be wrong, and I may be right, but I'm right a lot. I have a feeling that it was a mistake made by somebody that shouldn't have been doing what they did.
Who do you think did
that? I think they made a mistake. And I'm not just talking to the country made a mistake. I think that somebody under the command of that country made a big mistake.
All right. So President Trump saying that yesterday, I thought maybe giving the Iranians a way out. In addition, a story this morning, and it's one of the three big things, top stories of the day on the front page of FMTalk1065.com, that the United States abruptly called off preparations for a military strike against Iran over the downing of that U.S. surveillance drone, according to U.S. officials. While Iran claiming that it issued several warnings before shooting down the drone over what it said was Iranian territory. Of course, that has been disputed strongly from the U.S. position. But yeah, it sounds like there was an airstrike that was already ready to go. President Trump yesterday calling that off. We'll talk more about that. Also, top stories of the day. Roy Moore announces another run for U.S. Senate. Yeah, yesterday it was a presser about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon in Montgomery, and Roy Moore said he's in and he will run in 2020.
I fought for our country in Vietnam. I fought for our country and its laws as Chief Justice. I fought for morality to preserve our moral institutions. And I'm ready to do it again. And yes, I will run for the United States Senate in 2020.
There you go. So he is in as well. And it looks like this coming week, most likely we'll get the announcement officially from the from John Merrill's camp, Secretary of State, that he will be in as well, we think. And that will be in a now increasing field of people who want to be our next senator and replaced Doug Jones from the Republican side. Talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Also, a reminder, too, you doing the donut shop stuff again this morning?
Yeah, I'm all about that donut shop. But I drink all the coffee.
So we went from just having coffee here at FM Talk 106.5, where we just had coffee, and it was just coffee.
Just coffee.
To a major upgrade, beyond a major upgrade with Azalea Coffee Service. And now, let alone, here's the problem we're having with it right now, is the different selections. And we got the Keurig. They brought us, we have a gigantic coffee maker, almost looks like we would be at a restaurant. They realize it's a radio station, so caffeine is important. In addition, we had the Keurig. We have everything. I like tea, so mm-hmm. I mean, I've got a couple selections of, actually more than a couple selections of tea to brew. You've got one of like six different coffees to brew.
Yeah, I've got the fully caffeinated coffee here. We've got varied tastes at FM Talk 106.5. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you like the tea. I like as much caffeine as I can get mm-hmm. in the morning. And then we have also part of the team that loves decaf coffee, so plenty of selections for that, too.
Yeah, so the nice thing is about Azalea, they show up. It's like they're here all the time making sure we've got what we need, whether it's water. Listen, bottled waters, which I enjoy. I'm flanked by a bottle of water off my left and right shoulder right now. And you got water, and you got the coffee, and you got the selections of coffee. Listen, check them out today, see what they can do. Upgrade your coffee game, because it made a big difference around here. Check out Azalea Coffee. Just Google them. That's Wayne and the gang up there. They're doing great work. Right now, let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Authorities need your help finding a missing woman this morning. Angela Bowman was last seen on the afternoon of June 15th. That's when she left her home around 3:30 p.m. and did not tell anyone where she was going. The 41-year-old was last seen wearing a black tank top over a black bathing suit with black shorts or maybe blue jean shorts and black Nike sandals. She was also carrying a camouflage backpack. She is known to frequently be in the Tillman's Corner and Theodore area. She's described as 5 feet 7 inches tall, weighing 125 pounds. She also has butterfly tattoos on both shoulders. If you have information which can assist in this investigation, you're encouraged to contact the Mobile Police at 251-208-7211. The bodies of two elderly people have now been discovered in Mobile County. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office confirms that two decomposed bodies were found on a rural property on Thursday, nearly 5 miles from the Mississippi border, located on Yancey Glen Drive. The victims are not being identified at this time, but we do know they were a 75-year-old man and a 79-year-old woman. The cause of death has not been released, but both may have died as a result of natural causes. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A body found burned beyond recognition in the backyard of a Westmobile home. Officers found the body about 11 o'clock Thursday morning at a home on Bonneville Drive. Mobile police say officers went to the home for a welfare check. Relatives of Tracy Griffin, the woman who lived at the home, said they have not seen or heard from her since Tuesday. Police say they can't yet identify who it is or even the gender of the person. The sheriff's office needs help identifying a burglary suspect that has been hitting homes in the Fort Morgan area, more than a dozen along Ponce de Leon Drive over the past 2 months. Authorities say the man is walking into unlocked homes and getting away with anything he can, like cash or gift cards. The sheriff's office has increased patrols in the area. Authorities are still working to find the cause of the fire at Key Harbor Condominiums, which spread to Pescador Landing. We're hearing the sounds of panic and desperation to get help in newly released 911 calls.
Okay.
I've gotten out. Please.
Okay. They're coming. They're coming as fast as they can.
26 condos and a beach house were destroyed. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
New Orleans gets Zion, Auburn's Chuma Okeke is headed to the Orlando Magic, and Team USA remains undefeated in the Women's World Cup. It's 7:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association. It was a party in New Orleans last night for the 2019 NBA Draft, with the Pelicans selecting Duke's Zion Williamson with the first overall selection.
With the first pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Zion Williamson from Duke University.
As a freshman this season, Zion averaged 22.5 points, 9 rebounds, 2 steals, and nearly 2 blocks per game before being named the Wooden Award winner as the nation's top player.
For me to be selected number one, I mean, I can't dream it no better than that.
Zion's expected to be the face of the Pelicans after New Orleans traded Anthony Davis to the Los Angeles Lakers last weekend. He's the highest touted prospect since Davis was selected first overall by the Pelicans back in 2012. and Zion is the most marketable draft pick since LeBron James was selected first overall in 2003. The next two picks also went as expected, with the Memphis Grizzlies selecting Murray State point guard Ja Morant with the second overall pick, and the New York Knicks picking Duke freshman R.J. Barrett at number three. The Atlanta Hawks traded up for the number four pick to select Virginia forward DeAndre Hunter. Cleveland picked Vanderbilt freshman guard Darius Garland at number five. Texas Tech guard Jarrett Culver went number six to Minnesota. North Carolina guard Kobe White was selected seventh by the Chicago Bulls. New Orleans took Texas center Jackson Hayes at number eight. Gonzaga's Rui Hachimura went number nine to Washington. And Duke's Cam Reddish went 10th overall to Atlanta. Auburn's Chuma Okeke went higher in the draft than most expected when the Orlando Magic selected him with the 16th pick last night. Okeke, who was injured during Auburn's run to the Final Four this season, is the first Auburn player drafted since Jamison Brewer in 2001, and he's the highest selection since Chris Morris went fourth overall to the New Jersey Nets back in 1988. Auburn's Jared Harper and Bryce Brown were not selected in last night's draft. They'll look to catch on in the NBA as free agents. In the College World Series last night, the Louisville Cardinals eliminated the Mississippi State Bulldogs with a 4-3 win in Omaha. The Bulldogs held a 3-0 lead entering the bottom of the seventh inning when the Cardinals scored two runs to pull within one. Later in the bottom of the ninth, the Cardinals tied the game on an RBI single from Danny Oriente. Then Oriente would score the winning run on a walk-off single from Drew Campbell. The loss for Mississippi State leaves Vanderbilt as the only SEC team standing in the World Series. Today at 1 o'clock, Texas Tech will face Michigan in the semifinals. Michigan could eliminate Texas Tech with a win today, while the Red Raiders will need to beat Michigan twice to move into the finals. Then at 6 tonight, Vanderbilt will face off against Louisville. Cardinals must beat Vandy twice to get to the finals, while the Commodores only need one win against Louisville to move on. In the Women's World Cup, Team USA finished the group stage with a perfect 3-0 record by defeating Sweden 2-0 yesterday. Lindsey Horan and Jonah Andersson each scored for the Americans. It was a revenge game for the USA after Sweden knocked them out of the 2016 Olympics. Now only 16 teams remain in the World Cup. Next up, Team USA takes on Spain on Monday in the knockout round. On the PGA Tour, there's a six-way tie for first place after one round of the Travelers Championship. K.H. Lee, Abraham Answer, Mackenzie Hughes, Zach Sucker, Ryan Armour, and Bronson Burgoon each shot 6-under par yesterday to tie for the lowest first-round scores. There's another group of six golfers one shot behind the leaders and a dozen golfers two shots back at 4-under par, so the tournament's wide open as it enters round two this morning. In minor league baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Jackson Generals 13-2 in the first game of a five-game home series last night at Hank Aaron Stadium. Former Saraland and South Alabama pitcher Matt Peacock started and earned the win for the Generals. He was drafted by the Arizona Diamondbacks and continues to work his way through the minor leagues. Tonight, Mobile will face the Generals on a fireworks Friday night. First pitch is set for 7:05. 7:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association, the top women's professional softball league in the USA. It's located right here in our own backyard. Tonight and tomorrow night, the ASBA is in action with a pair of doubleheaders at Pat Hicks Softball Field in Satsuma. The first games begin at 5 p.m., followed by the second game at 7 p.m. A great chance to check out the newest, hottest league in Mobile. Tickets are $10 at the gate. Find out more and check the schedule at asbasoftball.com.
This news update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market. This week, enjoy homegrown tomatoes, sweet silver king corn, cantaloupes, okra, and more. Excellent products and fair prices in Daphne on Highway 181. Allegri Farm Market, you're worth it.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, questions, call ProTent 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Gulf Quest National Maritime Museum of the Gulf of Mexico invites you to their 4th of July celebration. Family-friendly festivities for all ages, 2 to 9 p.m. See 90 interactive exhibits, simulators, theaters, and displays. Bring the kids with sunscreen and towel for the Mammoth Water Slide. The galley is open, serving food. Be there at 9 for the City of Mobile spectacular fireworks display. Golf Quest, next to the cruise terminal on the Mobile waterfront.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. Accidents now at Dolphin and Catherine. Also, we've got one at Hallsville and Dolphin Island Parkway. That's where a power pole is down. Also, Hillcrest and Wall Street, another power pole down. Alabama Power's on the scene there. Next Saturday night, June 29th, in Mobile International Speedway, the fastest cars in the South are back. The Wing Sprint Cars with four other local divisions. Still only $10 at the gate. 12 and under are free. Get the details at MobileSpeedway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
721 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings, just about 13 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and a weekend weather scale. Yesterday, what, the heat index, 109, he said, down at Brooklyn, and he says expect more of that today. We'll get the sweltering details with him coming up, and I guess officially it can be summertime hot today as summer comes in a little later on this morning. Let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about inventory, because it is robust.
It is. The lot is full, and that's hard to do with our new expansion, but we have a great selection. We got a bunch of trucks in. We got cars of all kinds. We got sports cars. We got family cars. We got gas misers. So we got it all, SUVs, third-seaters, and great financing.
Yeah, that's the thing that people may, if they've not heard you talk about this before, the old idea was, right, you went out and secured some financing and then came to LCM, but that's old thinking.
Absolutely. You know, we have so many different lenders, and we got such great relationships with them. We know who to go where with what, and this works out best, saves a lot of interest and lowers the payments, and that's the less they pay out on the vehicle.
Yeah, and that makes a big difference over the life of the loan. Tell folks how to come see this inventory and talk financing.
Come see us at Highway 90 and Plantation Road. Visit us online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call it 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Sean.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 723, let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Operation Supply and Demand leads to 14 arrests by the Mobile Police Department's Narcotics and Vice Unit. Back on June 20th, officers were posing as prostitutes in an effort to rid our city of prostitution, which, according to Mobile Police Department, is often linked to other violent crimes. The 14 arrests happened citywide during the sting operation, with men and women being charged for loitering, soliciting prostitution, possession, drug paraphernalia, possession of controlled substance, resisting arrest, and patronizing a prostitute. Those arrested range in age from 21 years of age to 74 years old. A string of recent armed robberies at Circle K gas stations and a Waffle House are now connected now to a Little Caesars robbery. The connection, Mobile Police say, is 45-year-old Kazelle Jackson. He was formally accused Wednesday of committing armed robbery at the Little Caesars just before 10 p.m. on June 15th. According to the Mobile Police Department, quote, the victim stated an unknown male subject entered the location armed with a gun demanding money. The victim stated she slammed the register drawer closed, then her and a co-worker ran to the back of the store. The victim stated the subject fled the scene on foot. There were no reported injuries. Jackson's believed to be connected to the Circle K robbery on Dolphin Street that took place Sunday morning around 5 a.m. and then a Waffle House located on Airport Boulevard exactly 24 hours later. In all three robberies, Jackson's accused of holding people up with a gun and demanding money. He was caught after a police chase after the Waffle House robbery. According to court records, Kazelle was released from prison in 2013 after serving 20 years for a 1992 armed robbery of a local Port City laundromat. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
And thank you, Kelly, 725, FM Talk 106.5. You know, Kelly's story there about the prostitution bust. I would bet if I could get the clicks here from the websites, if we could compare every time they do one of these on the, you know, you'll put up a news story that says, okay, this police department ran this kind of, or the sheriff's department, whatever, they ran a bust, a sting mm-hmm. on prostitution. Then they put up the pictures, right, the mugshot pictures. I would bet right now, and I don't have this information. It's proprietary to the TV stations. We could put our own up, I guess, and look at it. But I would say if you put a story about the escalation of tensions in the Persian Gulf,
right?
Okay, something that's pretty darn big. Which, by the way, how does it affect you right now? You see what happened with oil futures yesterday. Gas prices are going up because of this. Obviously, the threat of possible interaction with us, retaliation back towards Iran. So we put that story up, and then we put the prostitution story up. And you tell me which story gets the most clicks.
Easily the prostitution.
Of course
story.
It does. Well, of course it does.
Why do you think that? Do you think people?
Because I'm drawn to it too. I'm not trying to be, you know, and I have to look at all news stories. But you click if you see there's mugshots. On these things, you click. I'm a human being. I click on them too. But why we do that, I don't know. But I am one of those people. You want to look through the mugshots. I also look through the mugshots because I'm always kind of blown away the people that are smiling in their mugshots on mm-hmm. these.
Yeah, and there's always those people that smile in the mugshots. But do you think people check through those pictures because they expect maybe one day they'll see somebody they know mm-hmm. that's been picked up in the sting?
And there's another part of this too, why people look at the pictures, but I can get into that later on in the show. People are judging whether I think mm-hmm. that goes on as well.
I think so.
You know, what are the, I don't know. So there it is. And do I know this? I mean, do I know the difference between soliciting and patronizing? I don't. Because some of the charges here are soliciting and some are patronizing. Mm-hmm. I bet you one is how
probably
far
so.
Intended action would have gone.
Does
maybe.
The arrest happen outside or inside of the motel room? That's probably the difference.
Might be. I don't know. But I mean, here's what I do know. I don't know about all that kind of stuff. I do know, though, the world of media. And I bet you right now, and if one of the news directors listening at the TV stations, y'all don't have to give me numbers. Just tell me how accurate am I? If you have, go pick out a major story on your website and put it right next to the clicks for the prostitution bust story and just tell me what comes through. I'm just an idea.
It's a good theory.
Just some radio guy here that's just got ideas, but I'd like to hear how right I am. And then this story here, this is from the folks over at YouGov that spend their days making polls built around questions that they want to make into news stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
6-day weekends. That's a new study out of England trending right now. Says, not mind you, they finance this study. New study out of England found that working just one day a week is best for your mental health.
No.
Yeah, researchers say traditional model in which everyone works around 40 hours a week was never based on how much work was good for people. Survey asked people how many days they should work, how many days they should have off, and the top choice here, it looks like, work one day, off 6 days. 28% said work 3 days a week, 21% said four, 11% said five, and the rest of them wanted to be off the rest of the week.
That's a tough 52 work days a year.
Yeah, pretty good schedule. All right, Dr. Bill joins us right after we check in with News 5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A body found burned beyond recognition in the backyard of a Westmobile home. Officers found the body about 11 o'clock Thursday morning at a home on Bonneville Drive. Mobile police say officers went to the home for a welfare check. Relatives of Tracy Griffin, the woman who lived at the home, said they have not seen or heard from her since Tuesday. Police say they can't yet identify who it is or even the gender of the person. The sheriff's office needs help identifying a burglary suspect that has been hitting homes in the Fort Morgan area, more than a dozen along Ponce de Leon Drive over the past 2 months. Authorities say the man is walking into unlocked homes and getting away with anything he can, like cash or gift cards. The sheriff's office has increased patrols in the area. Authorities are still working to find the cause of the fire at Key Harbor Condominiums, which spread to Pescador Landing. We're hearing the sounds of panic and desperation to get help in newly released 911 calls.
Okay.
I've got out. Okay. Please.
They're coming. They're coming as fast as they can.
26 condos and a beach house were destroyed. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful. I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no-interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
A source at the Defense Department says plans were for military action against Iran last night in retaliation for the downing of a U.S. surveillance drone, but approval was abruptly withdrawn before the attacks were launched. With reaction from Tehran, here's Fred Plykin.
There hasn't been any direct responses yet from the Iranians. However, one thing that we have seen is that Iran's head of their National Security Council, he came out and said any sort of attack on Iran would be met with a crushing response.
A fire at an oil refinery complex in Philadelphia startled area residents with explosions that shook homes this morning. Craig Murphy is with the Philadelphia Fire Department.
The fire right now is subsequently different than it was when we got here. The fire is not under control yet. Right now, companies are making sure that the fire does not spread as best they can.
No one has been reported injured. 120 firefighters are on scene. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Apple says the proposed tariffs on $300 billion in imports from China would limit its contributions to the U.S. economy and impair its ability to compete worldwide. In a letter to the U.S. Trade Representative, the company says the tariff list covers all of Apple's major products, including iPhone, iPad, Mac, AirPods, and Apple TV, as well as the parts and batteries used to repair products in the U.S. Apple says the Chinese producers Apple competes with in global markets don't have a significant presence in the U.S. market and wouldn't be hurt by U.S. tariffs, giving them a competitive edge. Apple asks that the U.S. not proceed with the tariffs. Gold hit the $1,400 an ounce level for the first time since 2013 today as investors continued to bet on easier monetary policy from the Fed and other central banks. Yesterday, gold soared $48.10 an ounce to its highest finish since September 2013. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 735, FM Talk 106.5. Somebody tap on that thermometer outside. There's no way. It is not possible. It's showing that we're already sitting at 83 degrees at our studios. Dr. Bill, what's going on here?
Boy, what a start.
Refreshing.
Yeah, we've got a very unpleasant weather pattern, even though we're going to have quite a bit of sunshine this weekend. The humidity is going to be very high, and not much of a chance of rain, because actually a thunder shower would actually give us a cool breeze, cool us off a little bit, but not much of a chance as we go through the weekend. And all of that is going to result in a very high heat index for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Now, today, I expect partly cloudy skies. We could see a few widely scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. The high today should be around 92 or 93 degrees. And it looks like a heat index this afternoon could be as high as 108 or 109. Now, tonight, look for lows in the upper 70s. And if you're spending the night down along the coast, you're going to see lows tonight of around 80 to 81 degrees. Now, for the weekend, for Saturday, partly cloudy. Looks like we could make it up to about 94 degrees. And again, the heat index will be reaching way up around 108 or 109. Sunday, mostly sunny, again in the low 90s. And for Saturday and Sunday, just a very slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. And the warm or hot, let's call it hot and humid weather, will continue into next week, at least into Monday and Tuesday, which will have a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Highs will be in the low 90s. But, of course, the heat index both days will be well above 100.
Wow. All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? Any relief in the form of tropical weather out there?
Well, right now we don't have anything going on in the Gulf of Mexico except high pressure, which is going to give us the hot weather. The Caribbean looks good. And in the Atlantic, we do have some thunderstorm activity, but it's closer to the equator. And there's no threat there for anything developing near or close to the equator.
All right. With all that being said and the heat ahead of us, it is time for the semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale, Dr. Bill, that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, normally with plenty of sunshine on the weekend and very little chance for any rain, we would think of a scale way up above 1.9. But the humidity is going to be so high, that's going to cause us to lower that scale a bit. So I'm going to go with a 1.8240.
Well, for the fact that it's going to be hotter than Hades, that's not bad.
Yeah, and we should have quite a bit of sunshine and a little chance for rain, but be careful outside and any kind of outdoor activities because of that high humidity.
All right, Dr. Bill, thanks so much. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, with his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long, and of course your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Time to check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still working in action off of Catherine and Dolphin. Also, that overturned vehicle took down a telephone pole at Halls Mill and DIP last hour. We're looking good from Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt and 65 with no major backups or delays. Again, the Bayway, the Causeway, it's a good ride in. Out of Sight Outfitters at 3501 Gulf Shores Parkway is now open in Gulf Shores. Experience the premier showcase of sport goods, outdoor lifestyle apparel, and concealed carry apparel. Call 382-8360. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
738 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Police, they need your help solving three separate thefts in the Port City. So we begin at Moe's Barbecue on Spring Hill Avenue. That's where a man, he did pay for his food, but police say he also swiped a cell phone. Next up, the Greer's Cash Saver, also on Spring Hill Avenue here in Mobile. Authorities confirm a woman can be seen on store surveillance stealing a purse at the cash register. When both the man and woman who are wanted for these crimes, once they're located, they will be arrested and charged with theft of property, third degree. Be sure to call the Mobile Police Department at 251-208-7211 if you can assist in these investigations. And the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, they also need your help. Team Sheriff has posted a surveillance video on Facebook. That's where it looks like three people break into a home on Butler Street in Wilmer. Two of the people look to be children who cover their faces up with their shirts and sweatshirts. Their MO is to knock on doors and ask for work. If no one answers the door, that's when they break in. Call the Mobile County Sheriff's Office at 251-574-8633 if you have information which can assist in this investigation as well. And Mobile Police responding to a missing persons report on Thursday morning, they make a gruesome discovery. They find human remains in the backyard area on Bonneville Drive. At this time, they're unable to determine if that's the body of a male or a female. Authorities do say that Tracy Griffin, who is a widow, was last seen Tuesday night. It's too early to know if that is, in fact, Griffin, but homicide investigators are leading this investigation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A body found burned beyond recognition in the backyard of a Westmobile home. Officers found the body about 11 o'clock Thursday morning at a home on Bonneville Drive. Mobile police say officers went to the home for a welfare check. Relatives of Tracy Griffin, the woman who lived at the home, said they have not seen or heard from her since Tuesday. Police say they can't yet identify who it is or even the gender of the person. The sheriff's office needs help identifying a burglary suspect that has been hitting homes in the Fort Morgan area, more than a dozen along Ponce de Leon Drive, over the past 2 months. Authorities say the man is walking into unlocked homes and getting away with anything he can, like cash or gift cards. The sheriff's office has increased patrols in the area. Authorities are still working to find the cause of the fire at Key Harbor Condominiums, which spread to Pescador Landing. We're hearing the sounds of panic and desperation to get help in newly released 911 calls.
Okay.
I've got that. Please, okay.
They're coming. They're coming as fast as they can.
26 condos and a beach house were destroyed. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Fresh, local, that's Allegri Farm Market, bringing fresh produce daily straight from their farm to your table. Catch this morning's harvest and bring home the goodness of the Baldwin County earth, rain, and sunshine. The shelves are filled with seasonal fruits and vegetables, locally made products, ready-to-cook casseroles, and so much more. The bounty of Allegri Farms is right around the corner, off I-10 in Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Life is short. Live it well. You're worth it. Allegri Farm Market.
New Orleans gets Zion, Auburn's Chuma Okeke is headed to the Orlando Magic, and Team USA remains undefeated in the Women's World Cup. It's 7:43 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. It was a party in New Orleans last night. Well, every night, but last night they were partying for the 2019 NBA Draft, with the Pelicans selecting Duke's Zion Williamson with the first overall selection.
With the first pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Zion Williamson from Duke University.
As a freshman this season, Zion averaged 22.5 points, 9 rebounds, 2 steals, and nearly 2 blocks per game before he was named the Wooden Award winner as the nation's top player.
For me to be selected number one, I mean, I can't dream it no better than that.
Zion's expected to be the face of the Pelicans after New Orleans traded Anthony Davis to the Los Angeles Lakers last weekend. He's the highest-touted prospect since Davis was selected first overall by the Pelicans in 2012, and Zion's the most marketable draft pick since LeBron James was selected first overall in 2003. The next two picks also went as expected, with the Memphis Grizzlies selecting Murray State point guard Ja Morant with the second overall pick, and the New York Knicks picking Duke freshman R.J. Barrett at number 3. The Atlanta Hawks traded up for the number 4 pick to select Virginia forward DeAndre Hunter. Cleveland picked Vanderbilt freshman guard Darius Garland at number 5. Texas Tech guard Jarrett Culver went number 6 to Minnesota. North Carolina guard Kobe White was selected 7th by the Chicago Bulls. New Orleans took Texas center Jackson Hayes at number 8. Gonzaga's Rui Hachimura went number 9 to Washington, and Duke's Cam Reddish went 10th overall to Atlanta. Auburn's Chuma Okeke went higher in the draft than most expected when the Orlando Magic selected him with the 16th pick last night. Okeke, who was injured during Auburn's run to the Final Four this season, is the first Auburn player drafted since Jamison Brewer in 2001, and he's the highest selection since Chris Morris went 4th overall to the New Jersey Nets back in 1988. Auburn's Jared Harper and Bryce Brown were not selected in last night's draft. They'll instead look to catch on in the NBA as free agents. In the College World Series last night, the Louisville Cardinals eliminated the Mississippi State Bulldogs with a 4-3 win in Omaha. The Bulldogs held a 3-0 lead entering the bottom of the seventh inning when the Cardinals scored two runs to pull within one. Later in the bottom of the ninth, the Cardinals tied the game on an RBI single from Danny Oriente. Then Oriente would score the winning run on a walk-off single from Drew Campbell. The loss for Mississippi State leaves Vanderbilt as the only SEC team standing in the World Series. Today at 1 o'clock, Texas Tech will face Michigan in the semifinals. Michigan could eliminate Texas Tech with a win today, while the Red Raiders will need to beat Michigan twice to move into the finals. Then at 6 tonight, Vanderbilt will face off against Louisville. The Cardinals must beat Vandy twice to get to the finals, while the Commodores only need one win against Louisville to move on. In the Women's World Cup, Team USA finished the group stage a perfect 3-0 by defeating Sweden 2-0 yesterday. Lindsey Horan and Jonah Andersson each scored for the Americans. It was a revenge game for USA after Sweden knocked them out of the 2016 Olympics. Now only 16 teams remain in the World Cup. Next up, they'll take on Spain on Monday in the knockout round. On the PGA Tour, there's a six-way tie for first place after one round of the Travelers Championship. K.H. Lee, Abraham Answer, Mackenzie Hughes, Zach Sucker, Ryan Armour, and Bronson Burgoon each shot 6-under par yesterday to tie for the lowest first-round scores. There's another group of six golfers, one shot behind the leaders, and a dozen golfers, two shots back at 4-under par. So the tournament's wide open as it enters round two this morning. In minor league baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Jackson Generals 13-2 in the first game of a five-game home series last night at Hank Aaron Stadium. Former Saraland and South Alabama pitcher Matt Peacock started and earned the win for the Generals. He was drafted by the Arizona Diamondbacks and continues to work his way through the minor leagues. Tonight, Mobile faces the Generals on a fireworks Friday night, with first pitch set for 7:05. 7:48 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Bronson Burgoon.
Bronson Burgoon.
Fantastic name. By the way, too, I got the word from the city. They are good to go Florida Street between Dolphin and Old Shell, so no traffic issue there.
Fantastic news.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
Good morning from the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Starting to find heavier traffic off of Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt and 65. Couple accidents still working at Catherine and Dolphin, and again also at Halls Mill and DIP. Been a good ride northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland, Tillman's Corner and Theodore. You're clear. You know, Market in the Park is back again tomorrow morning in downtown Mobile, Cathedral Square, from 7:30 in the morning till noon. Stop by to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, flowers, soaps. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
750. FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you all along on this Friday. Hey, coming up next hour, yesterday morning is when we, Thursday morning is when we talked to Captain Bobby and do the fishing report. His phone turned off before we could even, right when we got started with the, we're getting ready to go on the air. His phone turned off and then he said it wouldn't turn back on. Now, Captain Bobby says he admitted to me in a conversation later on in the day yesterday that he happened to leave it out in the rain.
Oh, it'll do that.
And of course, yeah, before you text, I said, did you put it in rice? Did you do it? Yeah, I did all that with him. But hopefully he's got it dried out enough this morning that we're going to do the fishing report at around 8:05, 8:06. All right. So if you missed it yesterday, not to worry. It's coming your way in just a little bit. And then, of course, afterwards, it'll be online on our podcast page. Go to fmtalk1065.com. You can go to the Sports and Outdoors tab or straight to the podcast tab. Get it there. Or as we say all the time, if you subscribe at iTunes or Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Spotify, all those places have our podcast. Get them right there. Subscribe and get them delivered to your smartphone so you don't even have to go looking for them. They'll just wait for you right there. We'll check in with our buddy Alec Naaman and find out what's cooking right after we check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Before you go to bed this evening, make sure to double check that your doors are locked on both your home and your vehicle, especially if you live across the bay. Happening right now, the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office is searching for the man they believe is involved in a number of home burglaries, and they need your help this morning. Images of the suspect have been released on Thursday. It's believed that he's involved in more than a dozen burglaries dating back to April of this year in the Fort Morgan area. The suspect targets homes and vehicles when people are asleep during the early morning hours. According to a press release from the BCSO, quote, this creates a heightened level of concern for us, and we have increased patrol units and assigned several investigators to a special detail on Fort Morgan Road day and night. If you have information, you're encouraged to contact the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office Criminal Investigations Division at either 251-972-8589 or 251-937-0202. Batter Up, the Bay Minette Sports Complex is now up and running, and athletes and families and the city are calling this a grand slam. The $2.7 million complex touts four 300-foot softball fields, a two-story concession stand, and batting cages. According to the mayor of the city, quote, that's something we had in mind, and frankly, we expect this to generate revenue by being able to host these big tournaments, which we have not been able to do before now. That quote coming from Mayor Bob Wills. The mayor's referring to the upcoming tournaments that are happening this weekend, as the city is set to host a state tournament of 50 teams. So with so many teams in town, that means more hotel rooms are all booked up, restaurants are full, more people spending money at local shops, and the city of Bay Minette wins big, as this victory was many decades in the making. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 753, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. You know, it's sometimes when we talk to our buddy Alec Naaman, we're talking about recipes. We're having like a rainy weekend and he gives us an inside something to do, or in the wintertime when it's going to be a real cold weekend, we do something inside. You know what, Alec, at this point, anything that keeps me out of the direct sun when the heat index is like 109, that would be good.
Well, you know, I don't like to be out in the heat either. I'm thinking you got the grill going or whatever, and it's hot, and then you got the sun beating down on you, it's hot. I'm thinking, who needs this, right?
That's right. So can we cook? You got something for us to cook inside?
Well, you know, I've had a few people tell me they eat turkey during Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever, and they say, do I have a turkey recipe that doesn't actually seem like Thanksgiving or whatever that they can have in their regular weekly menu or monthly menu? And I say, yeah, well, I got this Peruvian turkey breast recipe. They said,
Peruvian?
I said, yeah. I said, if you was from Peru, this is how you would eat it.
What makes it Peruvian?
Well, I don't know. I guess it's just the marinades in the seasons. You know, you get some people call you and say, hey, can you make this Portuguese dish? I say, well, send me the recipe. I'll be Portuguese for the day. You know, so anyhow, this is a Peruvian recipe that... And basically, you go get your turkey breast, you know, from the store, one of a pretty nice size, one, 3, 4, 5 pound one, you know, whatever, bone in with the skin on. and you marinate it in some red wine vinegar and a little olive oil, and you smash up a whole bunch of cloves of garlic and throw it in there, and you hit it with some paprika and some oregano and a pinch of cumin, you know, a little black pepper and salt, and you let it marinate in like a Ziploc bag or something. And then when you get ready, you get your oven on the like 450 degrees just for a few minutes, and you slide the turkey. You can pour the marinade and let it cook on in the marinade too, or half of it anyhow for that matter. But anyhow, you put it in, let it roast for, I don't know, 20 or so minutes at 450, then turn the temperature down to like 325 and just let it go. It may depend on the size of it. It may take an hour or 2 hours, hour and a half. You just get your thermometer, and when it reads about 170, you're probably good to eat it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So that is
just my turkey breast Peruvian style.
Well, see, and I could say that, and people would think I knew something about cooking. Oh, yeah, I made this. This is Peruvian. Oh, okay. It's like I know what I'm doing. Or better thing would be for me to just stop by and pick up this or the other hundreds of recipes from Naaman's Catering and just present it and act like I cooked it all.
Well, you know, I've got folks that do that, too. It's all right. I'm humble. You can take the credit, all right?
All right. So how do we do that? How do we get in touch?
Well, listen, call me, 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. We got the summer sizzle, corporate summer sizzle, where we come to your office and we'll grill or we'll fry you or we'll boil you some shrimp, treat your employees to a little summer sizzle. And we can do that. Or if you just need breakfast or lunch at your office, we can do that, too. You know, and if you're going 4th of July, if you want me to make the baked beans and macaroni and cheese and potato salad for you, you can cook the meat. How about that?
Or I'll cook the meat.
It don't matter.
All right. Once again, remind folks how they find you.
473-3900. You know, I got a number that I can remember. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good thing. Alec, as always, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Man, y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Coming up, hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings, and like I said, hopefully we've got the phone dried out, and Captain Bobby Abrascato will join us next for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report.